Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we all become more dependent on our expensive electronic gadgets, we would certainly love to see them become more durable. And as Marek Urban, professor of polymer science and engineering at the University of Southern Mississippi, explains, new materials may soon allow them to repair themselves.
When you cut your skin, the wounded area usually turns red, and depending upon the amount of damage, blood may flow to the wound. When you cut a piece of plastic, usually a visible scratch is observed, or perhaps mechanical integrity of a given material is perturbed. So when you drive your car and the flying rock hits the surface on a nice shiny new paint, you may not be happy to see scratches on your new vehicle. Several years back, we developed a polyurethane-based coating that, upon mechanical damage, is able to self-heal upon exposure to the sun. So when you drive your car on a sunny day, scratches will be repaired. Now, going back to skin cutting and bleeding, this is one of the most recent discoveries of our research group, in which we developed a plastic which, upon mechanical damage, changes to red. The media quickly picked up on that and labeled this discovery as a bleeding plastic. In essence, we design a polymeric material in such a way that chemical changes in the damaged area induce color changes. But when exposed to light or acidic conditions or elevated temperatures, not only turns back to its original colorless appearance, but also self-repairs. This process can be repeated several times without adverse effects on other properties. We are really excited about this discovery, especially that there are a number of endless applications, and we are also excited about the fact that it has been selected as one of the top five materials that will change the world.
That was Marek Urban of the University of Southern Mississippi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. I know.